Well, there's some great, great music there from the Urban Voodoo Machine. That was called Love and Addiction. It's taken from their album Hellbound Hymns. And the lead singer is Paul Ronnie Angel, but known universally as PR. And he joins us now. How are you, PR?
Not too shabby, not too shabby. Looking forward to the show tonight, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a great night, I'm sure, at the in Tavistock at the Wharf. And your story is absolutely fascinating. For those who don't know anything about you, tell us how you came to be where you are today.
In the back of the van? Well, I mean, I moved to London when I was 19, and that's, quite some time ago, 1992. I came over from Oslo, from Norway, and, just chasing the rock and roll dream, I guess. And
yeah.
A lot of my favourite bands, like the Clash and the Pogues and the Stones and stuff, came from London, you know, so that's the place to be, I figured, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And you busked and sold Big Issue for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really know anyone, and I didn't really have any job qualification, so, yeah. Dodging the cops on the street, busking, and then after a while, I ended up living in a squat, and then, Big Issue was kind of a new thing then, you know, so
yeah.
I got myself a job, you know.
And since then, you've actually featured in Big Issue, I understand.
Yeah, they did a feature on me, which was nice, a full-page spread and stuff, and, it was like, I think the headline was... selling the Big Issue taught me how to front a rock and roll band, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a nice story, isn't it?
You know, it gives you a bit of front standing on the street shouting, you know, but
yeah.
now I'm on a stage shouting instead, you know.
Now, I mean, we've just played one of your tracks, so, you know, straight away get the sense of what your music's all about. And I don't want to pigeonhole it because it's sort of bluesy, but it's a lot more than just blues, isn't it? How do you describe your music?
Well, we have a very, very simple term, a bourbon-soaked gypsy blues bop and stroll.
I love that. Say that again for me, PR.
Bourbon-soaked gypsy blues bop and stroll.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of influences, I mean, you know, from New Orleans jazz to Latin music, gypsy music, and we're kind of, we're from the punk era, a lot of us and stuff, so there's a lot of that kind of attitude in it, but, it's all real instruments, you know, like brass instruments and, you know, acoustic guitars and drums, double bass, piano, accordion, you know, harmonica, you know, that's, you know.
It's a good old mixture you've got going there, I would say.
Yeah.
And looking at your CV, as it were, you've toured with the Pogues and the New York Dolls. So how is your liver? You survived that, did you?
Just about, yeah, you know. I mean, half the Pogues are kind of, I'm drinking anymore anyway. But yeah. It wasn't a dry tour.
But here you are with your latest album, Hellbound Hymns, which I'm sure you'll be playing songs from tonight. Where did you record it?
We've been in London at Space Echo Studios. So this is our fourth studio album now. We've been working with producer Alex McGowan now since about 2008. So yeah, every album is in the same studio, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of like it there, you know.
Well, I say for sure that anybody who goes along to the Wharf tonight is going to have a lot of fun. There's no sitting down at an Urban Voodoo Machine concert. That's for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. Join in the party, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sure you'll have a great night. It's lovely to have you down here in Devon, and maybe next time you're down, we can actually get you in the studio. But for now, PR, great to talk to you, and good luck with the new album.
Thanks a lot, yeah. See you tonight, yeah.
Yeah, look forward to it.